Really thank the Lord for this word today that He has placed in our hearts. We were praying for the word of the Lord to be released because, you know, we stand in risk sometimes preparing the word without prayer that we will end up speaking our hearts and not what God wants to say. So we've just prayed and we just got a sense that when I say we, I speak for myself and Okella. Dave and Krisha, we just got a sense that the Lord was just releasing a word for us about being strong and courageous. Being strong and courageous. I believe it's a word of season. It's a word of season, especially in these seasons that we are in. We need strength and we need courage. And I just trust the Lord will bless us today mightily and it will be a word of season. Amen. So if you could open up your books to the book of Joshua, Chapter 1, verse 6 to 9. This is a passage that we all know of, and I'm just going to just give a brief description before actually reading it. This is a message given to Joshua. We know that Joshua was a protege of Moses. And Moses, before he passed on, and as he passed on, the baton was passed on to Joshua to go ahead in the Lord's work. And this message is given to Joshua, and it says, in your version might be different, it might be different, so I'll read it in mine. It says, be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Amen. So we see here the Lord is giving a message. He says, be strong and courageous, because you will lead. He's speaking to us too. He says, you, me and you and everyone here will lead, meaning that we have a call of our lives to lead these people. And this is not about a call for us. It's a call for the Lord, right? It's a call for the Lord that He calls us to be servants. And there it goes again. It says, be strong and very courageous. This is the second time the Lord says this. Be careful to obey all the law. Be diligent, be articulate, be sensitive, be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the left nor to the right, that you may be successful wherever you go. Amen. So we hear the Lord saying to us, this law, this word that I've given you, the word of God, this word that I've given you, don't turn from it. Don't turn left nor right from this, right? So that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of law always on your lips. I love that. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. So let it be a part of your language. Let it be a part of your language. Let what's coming out of your mouth, let what comes out of your mouth not be of the world, but let what comes out of your mouth be the word of God. And this can only be done by meditating on it day and night. You know, I love this part, day and night, because it doesn't say morning or evening. It says day and night. Amen. So that you may be careful to do everything. So when we meditate on it day and night, we become what? We become careful. And this is so true. I see it in my life personally, that when I start walking a walk that is not of the Lord, I know for sure that I haven't been spending time with the Lord. Like something starts getting seared in me bit by bit, right? And I know that I haven't been spent. But when I spend time in the Word, it's automatic. I just become careful in everything I do. Then you will be prosperous and successful. The Lord says it again, that this word will grant you to be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? So we see here again that this is actually a commandment. Be strong and courageous. This is a commandment, family. To be strong and courageous is a commandment. So when we are not in it, then we are off the will of the Lord. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Amen. The Lord again says, and again, do not. We know when the Lord says do not. You know, I remember when I put Polo on the kitchen counter. Ish, the grandmother and grandfather here. So I put Polo on the kitchen counter whilst I was still trying to sort her milk out. And then I said, don't move. And Polo moved. And she fell. And it was so painful because I felt her cry. But this is what the Lord says. When he says, do not, it's an instruction, family. He says, do not be afraid, right? And do not be discouraged, for the Lord is with you. The call on many bold and courageous servants of God in the Bible required them to be strong in the word of God. The Lord knew that the enemy would try every trick to hinder them from attaining their mountain and from conquering it. The enemy knows. But the Lord, this is the reason why he gave us this part, to saying be strong and courageous. The enemy will try every trick to hinder us from reaching our success. And therefore the Lord calls Joshua to be strong and to be courageous. But it doesn't just end there. It gets very sweet. Is it true that the Bible only says be strong and courageous so that you may be successful? I know we love that part, so that we may be successful. No, this is not true. There is more. It says study the word day and night. Do not turn from it. Let it not depart from your lips so that wherever you go, you may be successful. When we study the word day and night, it transforms us. It changes us. We have the mind of Christ in us. Christ now lives in us. So we're able to hear him. We're able to walk with him. We're able to understand what he says. And this is why the Lord says we need to study this. How many of us have been strong and courageous lately? I have been. And instead, we've come out of our situations bashed and bruised. Because we've been walking in our will. We've been looking at our situations with our will. We've been speaking into matters with our will and not from the word of God. In Joshua 1, verse 6 and 9, is God talking about our will? No. God is talking about his will regarding your life, regarding your success. Not our will, but his will. By the way, family, we know that success is already granted to us. Success was granted to us the moment we got born. When we were formed in our mother's wombs, success was already for us. God would never create anything to fail. There's no way he could do that. He's a God of love. So when he created us, he already ordained us for success. Even more better, when Jesus Christ died for us, there was victory already there. Amen. But for you to know this will, in order for you to be successful, all you need to do is connect to the vine. Connect to the vine. You need to connect to his voice. You need to be connected to his voice. You need to be in relationship with the word of God. Why? Because the Lord talks through his word. Just like you have a relationship with your television. The Lord wants to talk to you so that he may guide you to your success. Just like you have a relationship with your social media. The Lord wants to talk to you so that he may guide you too to your success. Just like you have a relationship with your friend, you know, the Lord wants to talk to you so that he may guide you to your success. God wants to talk. Just like you have a relationship with your spouse and with your children and with your family, the Lord wants to talk to you so that he may guide you to your success. God wants to talk to you, family. He wants to guide you to your success. He wants to talk to you through the Word of God so that you may grow in hearing His voice. We only grow hearing His voice when we are connected to the vine, when we are connected to the Word of God. He wants to talk to you through the Word of God so that you may be sensitive to Him, so that you can sense Him, so that you can feel Him, so that you can know who is speaking. But without the Word of God, strength and courage cannot grow in you. For strength and courage to grow, the Word of God is your starting point. Why, you may ask. I'm glad you asked that question. Because the Word of God is alive and it is spirit. Why? Because the Word of God is alive and it is spirit. His voice is the Word of God. When you read the Word of God and you speak it aloud, it enters your heart and it helps you recognize His voice. Isn't that true? Amen. His voice will fuel you. It will give you power. It will give you energy in your battles. His voice will direct you in your confusion. His voice will locate you when you are lost. This is the most important thing for any Christian to work on. It is hearing the voice of God for yourself. You cannot outsource it. You can't outsource it on a Sunday and say, Dave will share the word on Sunday. You can't outsource it. Sunday cannot be the only day where we listen to the word of God. We can't outsource it to our friends, you know, because we don't know their walk. We don't know their intimacy with the Lord. We have to hear it for ourselves because the Lord has a plan for us, not from our friends. We can't hear it from our friends. Family, you seek His voice by meditating on the Word night and day. You will find strength and courage through the Word of God. If the Lord mentions be strong and courageous more than 3 times in the book of Joshua, then it qualifies us to take this really seriously. It is a commandment from the Lord. Think about it. Think about a time when you were courageous. Do you remember a time when you were courageous? You will never see the resemblance of courage in anyone parked off at the Bahamas, enjoying their iced cold pina colada drink. No, we won't see that. When God sent Moses, His servant, to tell Pharaoh a special message, right, that required Moses to summon some bravery in him, some fearlessness in him, some confidence in him, grit. He had to have grit and a backbone. He had to have guts. Remember who Pharaoh is. Moses was raised by Pharaoh. You know, if I'm raised by my father, I know who my father is. And I'm afraid of my father because I know when he says, hey, he really means it, right? So Moses was raised by Pharaoh. He was in the house of Pharaoh. He knew who Pharaoh is. And here comes God saying to Moses, go tell Pharaoh to let go of my children. This required Moses to have strength and courage. You will never see courage in anyone who walks in their strength or in their confidence. In our brokenness, family, we can find courage in Christ. What I'm saying is, courage is seen in the people who have their backs against the wall. Where else in the Bible do we see courage from people just like you and me? I mean, we look at Moses, we look at Paul, you know, we look at John the Baptist, and we see these guys that are super spiritual. I mean, me and you, we eat pap and vors, and here's John eating weird stuff in the wilderness and really spiritual, and we're thinking, no ways. This, we can't relate, Father, right? But let's look at Daniel 3:15-18. Daniel 3, verse 15 to 18. We know the story of the three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I'm going to read it. Now, when you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipe, and all kinds of music, if you are ready to fall down and worship the image I made, very good. But if you do not worship it, you will be thrown immediately into the blazing fire. Now, this fire flame was really hot. It was blazing. You couldn't stand in front of it. Your skin will just melt. Then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves. I love this. We do not need to defend ourselves. Now, these are guys telling the king. Okay? They're telling the king this. They're saying, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into this fire, the God that we serve, is able to deliver us from it. And he will deliver us from your majestic hand. But even if he does not, this is the tough part. Even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your God or worship the image of gold you have set up. Amen. These three men knew who they were talking to. They were not talking to the king. These men were talking to the spirit that was in the king. They were telling the devil that we will not worship you, devil, but we will worship our God. Is it clear that these men had their backs against the wall? Is it clear that the odds were against them? The pressure was on. It was a life and death situation. I'm sure we found ourselves somewhere in our lives when the pressure was on, where it was a life and death situation. I remember with us when we had Poloho, it was a life and death situation. There was a part of Okela and there was a part of me, you know. And the part of me had to look at Okela and the baby because a decision needed to be made then. The pressure was on. But these men knew who they were in Christ. These men were in covenant with their father. They had a strong covenant with their father. They displayed a tremendous amount of strength and courage. What came out of their lips was the word of God, even when their situation was worrisome. What came automatically out of them, out of their lips, was the word of God. They did not shortchange the power of the word of God. All they did was just declaration of the word of God. And they trusted it. There was no doubt, no sign of doubt in them. There was no sign of fear in them or trembling in them. These men loved God. When you love someone, you courageously walk in the danger zone for them. Family, giving your heart to someone is not an easy task. We all know that. It is not an easy task. The word of God says in Matthew 22, verse 37 to 38, We all know this scripture where Jesus says, love the Lord with all your heart. We can see that these men loved the Lord with all their heart. Otherwise, they could have said, no, we'll bow down to your God. It says, and with all your soul, with all your soul, whether my emotions are good or bad, whether I'm trembling inside or not, I will love him with everything I have in me. And with all your mind, their minds were renewed. Their minds were in the word of God. This is the first and the greatest commandment. The first and greatest commandment. These men had to guard their hearts from the seed, because the enemy comes with the seed. They had to guard their hearts from the seed of doubt. They had to guard their hearts from the seed of fear. They had to guard their hearts from anxiety. they had to guard their hearts from discouragement. Family, we know that these are the enemies of our strength and courage. Fear, doubt, anxiety, discouragement. We saw it in Joshua 1 when the Lord says, do not fear. Because when we fear, we open up the door to the enemy. Great strength and courage was displayed with these three men because they loved God with all their heart, soul, and mind through the meditation of the Word of God. Family, the enemy wants to oppose your covenant with the Lord. That's what he wants. He knows if your soul is in the standards of this world and not in the standards of his word, then the enemy can plant the seeds of doubt. And you will entertain it by faith because you don't know the truth. But when we know the truth, we're able to rebuke and say, "This, I don't know this. This is foreign to me. I don't know a God of this nature." Remember that the enemy only comes. When I read this passage, when it says the enemy only comes, I saw something interesting in it. I know the kill, steal, and destroy part, but I saw this part where it says he only comes. So he doesn't come for other things. He only comes. Only comes to kill your destiny, God's plan for your life, to steal your destiny, God's success for you, to destroy your destiny, to come and destroy your courage and strength. There's nothing else he comes to do, nothing else. He can only do these three things when you open the door, when you open your heart, when you make a covenant with him by believing in the lie, by believing in his evil ways. When he brings doubt and you feel that this can come to pass, that's what he wants. Hence the Lord says in Joshua 1, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. The Lord is with you. Amen. The Lord is with you, family. In Numbers 13, 27 to 33, we know the story as well. We know that the 12 spies who have gone out and to go surveillance the land, and they came back to give back a report. I'll read. They gave Moses this account when they came back. We went into the land to which you sent us. It does flow with milk, and it does flow with honey. Here is the fruit. They say, here is the fruit. So they are confirming that the word of God is true. They're confirming that the word of God is true. But the people who live there are powerful. So we see the but. This is now they're coming in rebelliousness. They are coming in that doubt. They are coming in that fear again that is slowly creeping in. And now look at what it says. But the people who live there are powerful. The cities are fortified and very large. We even saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites lived in Negev. The Hittites, the Jebusites, and Amorites lived in the hill country. The Canaanites lived near the sea and along the Jordan. Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, "We should go up." This is boldness coming in. This is courage coming in. "And take possession of the land. For we can certainly do it, because Christ is with us." This is a man who was not aligned with his emotions and what he saw. This is a man who was in the word, and whatever the word says, he does it. But the man who had gone up with him said, "We can't attack those people. They are stronger than us." And they spread amongst the Israelites with this bad report about the land that they had explored. They said, "The land we explored devours those living in it. All the people we saw there are great in size. We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same to them." Amen. These men proved that God's word is true. They came back with the promises that God made to them. They brought back the fruit. But because they rebelled against the Lord's standards, they did not see their promised land. And they were cursed. The evil seed of doubt entered their hearts, and this blurred their vision. So what they saw was no longer the standards of the Lord, but the standards of this world. They looked at their mountain by their standards and not by the standards of God. They looked at their conditions by their standard and not by the standard of the Lord. They looked at their background by their standards and not by the standards of the Lord. They looked at their symptoms by their standards and not by the standards of the Lord. This doubt that entered their hearts, family, caused them to stay in this unbelief. They lost their strength and they lost their courage and the opportunity to display courage. What is the Lord saying here? If we measure ourselves by the standards of this world, we will have an incorrect and distorted view of our success in Christ. Amen. If we fix our eyes on the word of God and not on the ways of this world, we will see courage definitely rising in us, and we will see discouragement decreasing in us. When the enemy comes and he tries to bring that seed of doubt in your life, rebuke him. Rebuke him and say this: "No, devil, I resist you in the name of Jesus." You say that: "No, devil, I resist you in the name of Jesus. When Jesus died, I died with him. When Jesus rose from the grave, I rose with him. When Jesus went to heaven and sat on the right hand of God, I rose to heaven and I sit at the right hand of God. Jesus won the battle for me 2,000 years ago, devil. I am staying victorious until Jesus comes for me." Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Family, as I close, strength and courage have always been displayed in the men and the women who were always in the Word of God. We see it throughout the Word. Courage is displayed in them because they were in the Word of God. When you're in the Word of God, when you spend time with your Father, when you seek Him in everything you do, courage will start arising and discouragement will deflate. I leave you with Proverbs 4, 20 to 22. "My son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's body." Amen. Give God's word your attention. Meditate on scripture. Meditate on the word of God. It will change the condition of your heart. Listen to the word of God come out of your mouth as you speak it. Keep looking at the word for the answer and not the problem. When you read the word, don't look for the problem, look for the solution. By doing this, the word is spirit. It goes straight into your heart, and it becomes life and medicine to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Family, trust God again as I close. Trust God again with your heart. God calls us all for very big tasks and mountains. And he requires courage and strength. Trust him again with your heart. Trust him again with your heart. Amen. Amen. Amen.